The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
In compliance with recent government mandates, this program is hosted by essential personnel. You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going, but with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest, he's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down, get ready, I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Now, our country is in a big old mess, but the president wants to lend us a hand.
That's right. That's right.
He wants to give some relief money to every man, woman, and child in the land.
All right.
Well, I just want to say this one time, and then I won't say it no more.
Reach on, brother.
If you've been talking trash, think twice when the postman brings that check to your door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think y'all know who I'm talking about.
I know.
Here's what you better do. Give it to your neighbor.
I'll be your neighbor.
Give it to a friend.
I'll be your friend.
The list of folks you could give it to would probably never end. Don't use it to buy any groceries, to pay the light bill, or the rent.
You better not do it.
Don't you cash that stimulus check if Trump ain't your president. If I'm not talking to you, I bet you'll know somebody I'm talking about, right?
I know some folks, yeah.
The man's just trying to help us all make it through these difficult times.
He's trying to help.
And some of you folks have been whining and moaning, accusing him of all kinds of crimes.
You know who you are.
Now, you're standing there with your hand stretched out. Well, let me give you a hint. You better not cash that stimulus check if Trump ain't your president. Don't even think about going to the bank. We're going to talk about you. Oh, you better practice social distancing now. I don't want you to get sick. Don't meet in groups of 10 or more. That's the way to catch it quick.
Keep your distance.
And if you're waiting by the mailbox, well, I hope you ain't got it spent.
Shame on you.
You better not cash that stimulus check. Don't you cash that stimulus check. You better not cash that stimulus check.
Step away from the postman.
If Trump, Donald Trump, ain't your president.
That's right.
You heard what I say now?
That's right.
Better mark that thing return to sender.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make us all come over there. Open up a can. From our super secret studios, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, it's the Health and Wealth Show, the radio program that asks the question, it's 10 o'clock, do you know where your portfolio is? Now, here's a guy who's got his mind on your money and your money on his mind, and he knows where your portfolio is 24 hours a day. It's David Earnest.
Thank you, Rusty. Thank you. I really like that check.
Would you like
it? I would like to see a check.
You like that?
Check it off. It's on the way.
Yes, the check is
But you better be careful when you open the envelope, because there's no telling who's been handling it.
That's right. And by the way, is this a done deal? I heard Pelosi's still, like, hanging on to it. They did pass it?
I think so.
Okay, because, you know, maybe I'm getting some, you know, old information or something. There's so much going on the internet.
Yeah.
And there's so much.
It's coming. It's coming.
And they're saying now that we have got more cases than China did when they first.
Well, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. We're not really probably got more. You heard some of the, now this is conspiracy stuff, but It's probably true. I think it might be true.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't tell the truth. Are you surprised?
Shocker.
No. Oh, by the way, Princess Leah's here
with
us tonight.
Hi, guys.
How can I forget that? She's sitting over there.
Are you used to getting lied to out there? I mean, look, who's always lying? We know one party that lies all the time. But don't you think the communists lie too?
Oh, of course.
I think they do.
I mean, if their mouths are moving, they're probably lying.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
You can't trust them. And anybody that'll grab a woman by the hair of the head and pull her into isolation, or should I say quarantine, can't be real nice, can it?
And I think it's the government, actually. The poor Chinese people, they've got it rough.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're going to be mean to your own people, and then you say you have, 2,500 or whatever the number was.
Something like that, 3,500.
Their tests are not as good as ours.
Uh-huh.
And there's, the way I heard, there was a group that was about to blow their cover, and they suppressed it, that there was a lot more. And I mean not by a little bit. Mm-hmm. They had the coronavirus over there. We're telling the truth here, and we're doing more specific tests thanks to the man in control, thanks to the man who's laboring constantly, trying to help us. And he wears a nice tie, by the way.
Since you brought that up, I wanted to do a thing, and I'm going to try to do this now and again, call it the flip side.
Okay.
I'm going to have they're going to say something really nice and really good, and then we'll have something on the flip side that's just going to be stupid.
Okay.
Okay. First thing, Mr. Pillow, my pillow, Mike Lindell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's over there at the White House. You know, they started making masks, I think.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah, and they're making tons of them. Mm-hmm. Like 75% of his operation is making these masks.
Okay.
Right.
Well, he's got a prepared statement there. He's reading from a script. Well, at the end of it, he goes off script, which scares people.
I know. But I heard about that.
This is what he had to say.
Okay.
Now I wrote something off the cuff, if I can read this.
Okay.
God gave us grace on November 8, 2016 to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned his back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope, where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
Thank you, Trump. I did not know he was going to do that, but he's a friend of mine, and I do appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Very positive.
Yeah,
very,
that was beautiful.
Very uplifting. It's absolutely beautiful.
And it was correct.
Yes, okay. It was correct.
Now, on the flip side, okay. We've got Houston Mayor.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Sylvester Turner. And this was his idea to curb crime and while everybody is supposed to be quarantined
right.
and staying at home. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
Okay.
And let me just make my plea. Until the coronavirus is resolved, criminals take a break. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Stay home.
Oh.
Okay? Stay home. And don't commit any crimes. And
yeah,
that way,
right. They'll
stay safe and out of jail. And police officers will stay safe and can go home to their families. Okay? So everybody chill. Crooks, criminals, you chill. Wait till the coronavirus is over. Okay? And then we'll all be okay.
Is he kidding?
How did you get to be mayor? What a maroon.
Criminals take advantage of things.
And you know, all the criminals are, well, you know, Mr. Mayor, okay, we want to help out.
Seriously.
You know?
Yeah, right.
y'all just chill.
Criminals don't steal right now. That's like, what is that?
Uh-huh.
When did they stop?
Yeah.
That's like telling the firemen don't want to have to get out. none of your buildings burn down.
It's like telling a flea not to hop.
That's right, and they will. There's a town called that.
I know.
272-9228 if you'd like to call us this evening and jump in. You've got an interesting topic that you...
Yes,
we talked about
we
this.
We have an interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the topic.
Okay.
When in doubt, take the safe route.
That's a good one. I like it.
When in doubt, take the safe route. You know, we were talking a little bit about it earlier today, Leah, about this 10-year-old lady, girl, girl.
Yeah.
And she noticed that the water was receding. She was
so these were we're talking about the tsunami.
Yeah. This was on Christmas Day in 2002 or 3.
I mean, I was super young when this happened, but she saw. David knows more about, it, but she saw these bubbling waves.
Well, the water kind of recedes.
Well, you know, when there's a tsunami on the way, the water actually just the beach almost drains like back several
hundred
yards,
and that's what started to happen.
So she saw this, and she suggested to 100 people to get on higher ground.
Mm-hmm.
And
she'd learned about it in a geography lesson at school.
It was a geography.
Was she a native to this?
No.
She's from England.
They were on vacation.
She's from here, right?
I don't know. I thought she was from England.
But see, I think either here or England.
If you've seen pictures of it, there were people running out there to pick up things they saw, like shells and things in the water. I mean, if you're at the ocean and the ocean goes away, don't you think maybe, you know, you would ask, is this right? Is this normal?
Maybe if you don't know.
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking, you know, I'm not at the beach a lot, but I know that when that happens.
The ocean doesn't disappear.
Yeah, run the other way. Do not run toward the ocean.
Fair.
That would be another flip side right
there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, so, did she save these people?
She saved about 100 people.
Wow.
And she was, you know, she got a notice and, you know, awards or whatever they gave to them. But there was people who didn't listen to her. There was people who said, oh, no, 10-year-old kid, we're not going to listen to her. She doesn't know what she's talking about. And they went out there, and now they're...
Pick
not,
shells and all that other stuff.
Like couple of, what was it, 25? 250,000? How many?
I don't know.
It was a bunch of them. A bunch of people.
That died, yeah. So when there's so much at stake, here's some things that you might want to think about.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much at stake, I hate to make the wrong decision, so I'm going to do nothing.
Right.
You ever heard of that one before?
Yeah. That's,
okay, can you hear those people saying, I don't think I want to listen to that girl because she's just 10 years old. They're thinking that.
I know.
Here's another one. I'm not sure I know what I'm doing. I hate to make the wrong decision.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really have to know what you're doing if you're going to the right person.
Yeah, that's why you
ask. The 10-year-old knew what to do.
Uh-huh.
The water was receiving. Get to higher ground. Okay. Here's another one. My savings aren't making enough now, but if I make a change, I'd hate to make the wrong decision. Are you kidding me? It's not making enough now.
Uh-huh.
It's losing a lot now, and you're afraid of making a decision?
That's when you need to make a decision.
For real. Perhaps it's because financial markets deal with numbers. People are afraid of numbers, you know. A 6% return, you know, you got to know this in advance. I mean, okay, so we can give you a 10 or 15% bonus in advance. We know that. You want me to give you that? I get that for you.
Right.
That we get the idea that investing is somehow the scientific research way. Have you seen all these scientific research type people getting this right?
Oh, yeah.
They don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think if they don't, that it's safe to not do something that makes you safer? In other words, if you're in doubt, take the safe route. Let's talk about today. Stock market's up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's up. It's up considerably, you know, comparatively speaking. Did you realize that if it's up 20% now and you got a 10 or 15% bonus... Is it down?
It closed. It was down when it closed today.
How far down?
It was down. Sorry, guys. Okay, it's down 1.84%.
Okay.
Which is like 400 points.
Okay. So that's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
But the point I'm trying to make is we don't know what the future is going to be. So if you can come up 10 or 15% and still make money if the market goes up to boot but not go down... Is that a safer route? You see, if you're older, I'll put a little extra there. If you're older and you're in doubt, take the safe route. If you're older and there's doubt, take the safe route. Why? How much time do you have to make up for a mistake?
Now, if you're a younger person, you might have the luxury of time.
Right.
Right.
But if you're old, like me and old Dave over here.
I mean, look, no money at risk. And I've been like this for quite some time. I've used the stock market in my younger days and made a lot of money. Lost some, made some. It's the way to go if you're young. It's the way to go. If you can hang on for a long ride, you're going to go up and down. It's going to buck really hard. But if you're older and you're in doubt, you say, I don't know about that David Ernest. I don't know about that stock market. I don't know about that person that I've been talking to. I don't know. I've been getting my statements. I've been looking at them, and they look pretty measly. I don't know. When in doubt, take the safe route. Well, it's simple.
We talked about this, like, you know, putting your mama on a train. You know, if you know there's two trains going the same place on parallel routes, but one of them's got the bridge out, you want to put your mama on the train that the track's got a bridge going across the river.
You want to be sure that your retirement plan don't crash with your mama.
That's right.
Right.
I mean, losing your mama's horrible, but losing both of them, that's terrible.
And don't put your mama in a dirty car. Goober would never do that.
No. No. You know, and make sure in these days that you wipe it down real good with Clorox.
Yeah.
Well, David, did these products have other potential growth opportunities or just the bonus for people that don't know?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that.
That's a good question.
Well, you know, we have a product, our favorite product.
Mm-hmm.
Had a 15% bonus, but it made 12.25% last year. I'm not saying it's going to make that this year. Who knows? But guess what? That 15% bonus and that 12.25 those people made, plus what extra we put in there with it, is still there. They didn't go down.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They took the safe route, and they're far beyond the risk takers, far ahead of them, far, far, far ahead. They were in doubt. So they took the safe route, and it was the best route. I don't know what the future is going to bring. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I think Trump is doing everything he can do. I think all the financial advisors are trying their best to save you. But everyone has philosophies. Mm-hmm. Everybody has religions, and everybody has a way to do it. My way is guaranteed. My way is the best way because you can't lose, in my opinion. In my opinion. You can make more money when you take risk. Risk is part of the human element.
Yeah, but you could also
lose
big time. It could happen.
And that's the way millionaires are made. That's the way Microsoft was made. That's the way computers were. I get it. I'm all for it. It's a beautiful thing. We are participating with it. When you come over to us, we're still using little teeny-weeny pieces of high risk. But what we've done is we've modified it. The insurance companies have modified it so that the risk is close to zero. In other words, there's no such thing as a zero non-infectious disease. There's no such thing as a zero risk of anything. You get in, when you take a breath, you're taking a breath and you don't know what's going to happen next. You could drop dead from something. You get in the car, you could have a wreck. You're taking calculated risk. What I'm trying to talk about right now is calculated safe risk. Safer. You know, if you get on a plane and they say we've flown millions and millions of miles without a problem, that's safer than getting in the car and driving to Chicago.
That's true.
It's much safer. People say, well, I get nervous up there in the air. I get nervous when I take that money to David Ernest. It's safer. It's already statistically shown to be the safest route.
Right.
When in doubt, take the safe route.
Well, and David, didn't you talk about maybe like a new law that came into effect if people are nervous with like IRAs?
No, it's the anti-nervous law of 2014.
Are you talking about the Secure Act?
No, I'm talking about the one that we talked about the other day. It was the one about your RMDs.
Oh,
I think that this is a big deal because if you're nervous, this kind of gives you like maybe makes you less nervous and feels like you have more cushion. So David can elaborate.
Question now.
Let me elaborate on that. Go ahead.
RMD, required minimum deposit?
Distribution.
I was close.
Yeah. So it's like the money that you receive. Yeah.
Right.
So,
okay.
So here, let's go back in time. Before the SECURE Act, which passed in December and was enacted on January the 1st,
right.
if you were 70 and a half years old, you had to start taking out a required minimum distribution by April the 15th of your 70 and a half birthday.
Right.
Okay? That was pushed up to age 72. If you were not 70 and a half by January the 1st, but you know, before the year was over.
Right.
Okay. But there's something marvelous that's happened for procrastinators.
Right.
Procrastinators that did not, see, because of the laws, if you turned 72 or 70 and a half and you got caught in the trap, kind of sort of like that song says, and you got to take two out in a year, 2019 and 2020 required minimum distributions, you have been freed of that burden for the entire year of 2020. You no longer have to take any money out of your IRA if you don't feel like it.
Right.
And here's another thing. If you have been impacted by the coronavirus problem, you have other liberties. That is, if you've lost your job, which I think almost everyone has lost their jobs or something bad has happened to them. So there's a few people who didn't lose their jobs, and they're still in good shape, or they didn't have the coronavirus, thank God. So those people do not qualify for this. But if you've lost your job, you've got a 401k or an IRA, you can take money out now. As long as you take it out before December the 31st, 2020, you can take it out now, pay no tax till. I'm not saying no pay no tax ever, but no tax till 3 years later. Now, here's the other beautiful thing. If you do make enough money or obtain enough money that you can put it back into the program before the 3 years up, and you can put it in any denomination you want, I mean like any, then you will be forgiven the taxes on those as though it was a rollover, like the old-timey rollover.
So that just works out for you.
It's beautiful. So you say, well, how can I make this work? Let's say, for example, you have a 401k, and the 401k says, hey, you can take a distribution or you can take a loan.
Right.
Well, don't you think it would be better to take a distribution, than taking a loan? Who wants to pay interest on their own money?
That's right.
It's kind of stupid, isn't it? And so unless you're forced to take the distribution, I mean the loan, you would be wise to take the distribution and not pay anything but taxes after the third year, because if you can't pay the loan back in 3 years, you're screwed anyway. You still got to pay taxes plus interest.
Right.
So there you go. That's, you need to know the way to go on that one. Okay, let's say that you're in a 401k.
Okay.
And you can roll it over to an IRA.
Uh-huh.
Or if, let's say you're in an IRA. Somehow you get it to an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can take out your money.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot borrow it because that's forbidden. That's forbidden with IRAs. You cannot borrow it, but you can take distributions anytime you want them. That's your money, and if you need it, what's that old saying? It's my money, and I need it, or I'm sticking with it, or whatever.
Or an opera singer will get you.
Yeah. So anyway, it's your money. You can get it when you want. Now,
okay,
there's strings sometimes applied, and here's the other thing. If you're under 59 and a half, you have been forgiven forever if you take the money out, and you got to remember, you've got to qualify. If you have not lost your job, or if you haven't been impacted, you know, medically or some other various reasons, you can look them up, you're not entitled to take it out without paying taxes for 3 years. But there's so many people out there that have lost their jobs. If you've lost your job, even if it's briefly you've lost your job and you need the money, you can do that. Now, let's say you came to me and we rolled it over and we got a huge bonus. Let's just say the bonus was 15%. Do you not? Let's say that you rolled over. Let's just take for example 100,000. So now you got 115,000.
That ain't hay either. That's pretty good.
We could give you 10% of that without a penalty without a company penalty. Your balance would now be $105,000,
so
which
better.
Is $5,000 more than you had, and now you got $10,000 tax-free for 3 years. Why don't you call me?
I know.
Call me, Alabama.
I know with everything going on, the stay-at-home and the Chinese virus, the corona, whatever you call it. They've named it two or three. Next week, I think, what did I say? They're going to call it Toby. I don't know. But I know people are not thinking about this right now.
Right.
But that's the thing. This is going on now. And, you know, if you're able, you need to pick up that phone and call David Ernest at 279-7431. You know, they can do all this online. They
right.
can do it over the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
we have plenty of applications to see you guys, and we can talk on the phone. We can talk on email. We can do whatever you feel comfortable with, and we're willing to accommodate
you
that.
You don't have to go out there and expose yourself to the elements.
Yeah, we don't want you to expose yourself.
And these are insurance guaranteed, no-loss products that use the stock market but can't lose ever.
And
cannot lose a penny, guaranteed.
David,
guaranteed.
From your knowledge, has this ever been offered before, this type of money that you can take out like this?
Never.
Okay.
Never,
so this
ever.
Is a big deal, and like
it's
people need
deal.
To jump on it while they can.
I would jump on it. If you're in need, you see, a lot of people out there say, well, the last thing I want to touch is my IRA. The last thing I want to touch is my 401k.
Right.
If you can get the money and you need it, but let's say you don't want your balance to go down. Let's say your balance was $100,000, just like we said before. Well, let's just say it was $300,000. This would be some different math. $300,000, 15% is a $45,000 bonus at 15%, right?
Wow.
So now your balance is $345,000.
Right.
We can give you $34,500 tax-free for 3 years. You still got a balance of $5,000 or $10,000,
and no interest.
No taxes, and you can't lose any money. And if the $305,000 or $10,000 is still, if the market recovers, well, here's the thing: it's going to go up too.
Is this applicable for like small business owners or anything like that?
It's applicable for anyone who has a qualified plan.
Okay.
That is 401ks, 403bs. IRAs, you name it. If it's what we call qualified plans, it's applicable.
Are there rules on what the people can use that money? Like, what do they have to spend it on, or is it whatever they need to spend?
They
whatever?
Can spend it on anything they want. They can take it
payroll,
to the horse races and spend it all there.
Okay.
There's no limits on what you can do with your share.
There
I was
you
just
go.
Curious.
But think about this. If we could create safe money, let's just say you're down 15%. We give you 15%.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're made whole. Now you can take 10% of the whole balance out and not pay any taxes on it. And then the market crashes.
Right.
Remember, if in doubt, take the safe route.
There you go.
Didn't we just save you?
Yes, we did.
You better believe it. 279-7431.
And if you want to talk to us on the air, talk to David Ernest, 272-9228. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I want to kind of find out what everybody's doing during the
isolation quarantine.
Yeah, whatever we're doing. What you're doing to pass the time.
Sounds good.
You can give us a call and tell us what you're doing, too, 272-9228. We'll be right back with more Health and Wealth here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going, but with Ernest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Ernest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call
day.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Ernest today.
Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. Glad to have you along this evening. 272-9228 if you'd like to call. We want to know what you're doing to pass the time away while we're all cloistered there. You know, we're all, what do you call it when they put the jury away?
Yeah.
Sequestered. Yeah.
Sequestered, yeah.
I went to Walmart the other day. We were just talking about how potentially unhealthy that is. But I was looking for some board games.
Ooh.
And they don't have any. They're all like, you know, where you've got to watch a TV show and get stuff in the TV show. And Donna Kay is not going to do the one where you wind it up and a pie hits you in the face. She just ain't going to do that one.
Mm.
And we've got Monopoly at home, but it's Star Wars Monopoly. So I don't know if she wants to play that or not. But I have been catching up on some movies on the Netflix and on the Amazon Prime and doing stuff for the show and catching a nap here and there. We're cleaning the house, working on that.
We want to play something right now.
Oh, yeah? Well,
I was going to ask you
what you're doing to pass the time.
I'm about to give a trivia question.
I was trying to find out what you're doing.
I'm going to let Leah tell them what they can win.
Okay.
Okay, guys. So if you call in right now and answer David's trivia question, you get a $10 off coupon at Texas Roadhouse.
Uh-huh.
But only if you have a teleconference with David, and it's no obligation and no cost to you, and you could win a $10 off at Texas Roadhouse. And all you have to do is roll up to Texas, call in your order at Texas Roadhouse, roll up and pick up your order.
Okay.
And it'll be $10 off.
$10 off.
Well, why, now, did you ask the question? Or are you going to wait?
Okay. Right. Here's the question.
All right. Here's the question.
How many years can you keep your money out of your IRA tax-free and not have to pay it back until 3 years later if you qualify for that IRA special or 401k special withdrawal? How many years?
Mm-hmm. Now, are you going to make this a multiple choice, or are they just going to have to start guessing
years? Okay, multiple choice.
Okay.
Here's three questions. 1 year, 2 years, or three.
Okay.
Which one is it?
All right. All you have to do is call 272-9228. And while we're waiting on that to call to come pouring in, what have you been doing?
Working.
Yeah, I noticed all the pretty Easter pictures.
Yeah, Ansley took Easter pictures this weekend.
The one with her and the dog. I know that's not an Easter picture, is it?
No.
But that's the cutest. She's looking at that dog like, you going to say something or you want me to say something?
She loves her dog.
What's the dog's name?
Waylon.
He's the nervous one, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, we're getting a call. We got a couple of them here, all right?
Okay.
All right, let's go to the phone. Thank you for calling the Health and Wealth Show. You're on with David Ernest. Who's this? And don't cuss.
This is Ann Blocker.
It's Ann. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Now, have you called us before and told us your nickname?
No.
Okay, I was thinking it was somebody else, but we're glad to have you.
Ann.
Okay, that'll work. Okay, do you know the answer to the question? You want David to ask it one more time?
Ask it one more time.
Okay. If you qualified to...
qualified.
In other words, if something bad has happened to you during this coronavirus thing, that you could take the money out tax-free, how many years can you take that out? 1 year, 2 years, or three before you have to pay the taxes back?
3 years.
You have one. Where's the bell?
Hey, I don't know where the bell is.
Yes.
Okay.
You have won a free teleconference and $10 off at Texas Roadhouse.
Okay. And
thank you.
This is what you need to do now. Call the 279-7431 number. And leave
279-7431.
Yes, ma'am. Leave your information there, and that way they'll get in touch with you about the things you're going to do.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
that was fun. Let's
thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you calling.
That was fun. Have a good night.
You too now. Bye bye. All right, 272-9228. Give us a call.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could be a big winner. Like, Ann, I'm sorry. I got this.
I noticed that the board was flashing another call.
Yeah, I was going to go to them, and they didn't wait.
Well, let's do another trivia question.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is fun.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. For a $10 off at the Texas Roadhouse for free, all you got to do is have a teleconference with us. We're not going to meet you in person. This will just be on the telephone or off of one of these social media things that we have to talk about, you know, what you want to talk about your money.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the question. What is the usual penalty if you're over 59, if you're under 59 and a half, that they are going to relieve you of if you take this money out tax-free? What percentage is the usual penalty? And I'm going to say it in three questions.
Okay.
Multiple choice. 1%, 5%, or 10%? Which one's the right answer?
If you think you know, call us. 272-9228. We're going to save you a place over at the Texas Roadhouse because we're
you have to park in line, and then
they're running out to you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We've got somebody on the phone now. Thank you for calling the Health and Wealth Show. You're on with David Ernest. Who's this? And don't cuss.
I won't cuss. It's Marvin.
Hey, Marvin.
It's old Marv.
Hey,
how you doing, sir?
Old Marvin, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. That was me that hung up before when that woman got it.
This worked out good here. You got a second chance.
Yeah, yeah. So, do you know the answer?
Yeah, 10%. They hit it too hard.
All right.
You're a winner, Marvin.
Still didn't get the bell out.
Ding, ding, ding.
We don't have a. We got your information, Marvin.
Okay,
so.
You got me. I know it.
All right. Thanks, Marvin.
We still got to get on that stuff later on, but I mailed that stuff to you today, so we're good.
Oh, perfect.
Oh,
thank
perfect,
you, Marvin.
Perfect. Well, you know you're going to make
you're
a big
welcome,
bonus off of that. Huge.
I know it. I know it. I'm trying to get go
aren't
check
you
on
glad
that
you
so we
put
get
all
something
that,
later on.
Aren't you glad you put all that money in?
I sure am. Hey, yes, sir. He saved me a lot of money. I would have lost, if it handed what I in, I would have lost half my money.
That's bad.
I'd have probably lost $100,000 if I hadn't swapped it over.
Man. Wow. Yeah, he's sitting in the high cotton. Well,
I appreciate it, Mr. Ernst.
You're more than welcome, Marvin, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Well, Marvin made out like a bandit there.
Oh, yeah. I love it when things like that happen.
Now, we had another call, and they didn't wait. Want to do one more trivia question?
One more.
You got one ready.
Give me just a second to think.
Okay.
Y'all talk while I'm thinking.
Okay.
Because I can't walk and chew chewing gum at the same time.
Okay, so y'all have been at home, I guess.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. Uh-huh. We definitely have been. We've also been out in the country and riding four-wheelers and stuff.
Oh, so. Okay. Hey, we got somebody on the phone. You want to go ahead and ask the question?
Here's the question.
Okay.
When in doubt, take the safe blank.
What? Okay.
When in doubt, take the safe what?
We don't necessarily have to give a hint for that one, I don't guess.
Well, maybe they'll know.
All right, you're on the air with David. And they didn't know that one. All right, if you know.
When in doubt, take the safe.
Blank.
The safe blank.
It's the name of the show, matter of fact. When in doubt, take the safe.
272-9228.
For a $10 off at a teleconference with us.
Give us a
and
call.
I love it, Texas right. Roadhouse.
You could be the next big winner.
Yes, it could be.
Yeah.
And the president's on
TV. You know, they still, they're still.
Oh, we have it.
Hey, here we go.
They still got steak cooking over there.
Yeah. Thank you for calling the Health and Wealth Show. You're on with David Ernest. Who's this? And don't cuss.
This is Scott.
Hey, Scott. Hey, how Scott. You doing? You're not Scott of the Antarctic,
well.
Are you?
Pardon?
You're not Scott of the Antarctic, are you?
I am not.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Well, what can we do for you? You calling about this trivia question?
I am.
Okay.
Okay, Scott, when in doubt, take the safe
route.
You got it, man.
He's all over.
Woohoo! Ding, ding, ding,
Scott,
ding,
yes. Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
So, Scott, tell him what he wants.
So you want a $10 off coupon and a teleconference with us, a $10 off for the Texas Roadhouse. All you have to do is call David at 334-279-7431.
Damn! All right, another
and
winner
leave
there.
Leave your information so we'll
yes,
know
leave
to
your
get
information
back
so we can mail it to you.
And get back with
and
you.
And call you.
We got to be able to call you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, Scott, where are you calling from anyway?
Well, I am calling from Wallaceboro right now.
Up in the big town.
I'm doing a little cooking down here.
Yeah.
At Champs Barbecue and listening to you on the radio.
Oh, I have been to Champs. Now, have you been to Champs?
I never have.
Oh, that's some good barbecue.
Champion Barbecue.
It, Champs. It's real good.
Where's that at?
It's up in Wallaceboro. Man, it's good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys doing a bunch of takeouts?
We are doing a lot of takeouts.
That's
it's
great.
Really
well,
we really
fantastic.
Well, that's great, man. Well, man, I'm going to come see you before long and give me some barbecue.
Yeah.
All
right. That's good.
Great. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks
thank
a lot,
you,
man.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah.
All right. Thank y'all.
Yes, sir. That's some good barbecue up there. And I think I saw where the younger Cuomo has
the corona.
He's got the coronavirus.
He really does.
And let's see, we've got a neurosurgeon here has died from complications.
He's the one, I think, that separated the Siamese twins.
Uh-huh. He did.
And, you know, Joe Diffie died.
We found out. We've got a place down in Florida. We've not been to it in a while. There's another place right across from the road from there.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, he went over there and had an event.
Yeah.
And there was politicians there and all kinds of other people. And they shook hands with him.
Oh, my gracious.
Now, whether he got it there or he might have spread it there. But, you know, shaking hands, friends.
Not a good thing right now.
Don't do it.
Not a good idea.
Do not shake hands and stay to your distance. Stay away. Because I'm telling you, this stuff's serious.
You know, I was telling you, I talked to a friend of mine the other day. She lives in Idaho. And she was a retired nurse.
Uh-huh.
And she said, you know, go to Walmart and get some stuff, come home. That's fine. But when you get home, you have got to take everything out of the bags, dispose of the bags, take your things that you got, wipe them down.
Yep.
Then you got to wash your hands. Basically, you just got to decontaminate yourself because, you know, this thing is an airborne thing,
it's
too.
Not,
you know?
Listen, there's no perfect way to stay in a bubble, you know, that like the little kid that was in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible, literally, to stay in a bubble, just like the stock market can't stay in a bubble.
Right.
And it's popped, right? And it's probably going to go back down hard again before this is over with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that, but I feel that, okay? And there's a lot of reasons. I'm not getting into it, but I think if you probably should take advantage of while it's still up, especially if you can move sideways and still make money if it goes up, lose none if it goes down, especially if you're older, So if we just limit how many people we're around, we're going to limit the incidence of infection. And that's what we've got to do. If you limit your exposure to the stock market, you're going to limit the fact that you could lose your money.
Right.
You see? I know it comes back. I've heard all that stuff, but I've seen a bunch of companies go away recently.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some that are still doing good. But the thing is, if you're older, do you really want to take that risk? When in doubt, take the safe route.
Well, you know, those are good words to live by. And, you know, we talked earlier to a lady who actually for a while there, she had a stockbroker telling her that she would be wrong to take her money out and move it over to something, you know, safer. And she had this to say.
We wish to express our
our extreme displeasure just goes to prove that you are the leading asshole in the state.
See? And so she called David Ernest now, and she's doing okay now.
Okay. I hope she don't get mad at me.
No, that, well, I wouldn't. You wouldn't blame her to be mad at that other guy.
If you lose money, you know, that's one of the reasons why I like being an asset preservationist. Uh-huh. I don't have to face the fact that I've lost money. The only fact I might have to face is that I didn't make, 50% every year. Okay. But if you just want to make safe returns, good, solid returns, and it uses the market to make those returns, and you don't have to worry about losing your returns. Mm-hmm. In other words, there's no Indian giving going on, and I don't mean that in a bad way. You know what I'm trying to say? In other words, we're not going to ask to take it back away. It stays in there. Once you make it, it's yours.
Go ahead. I just think it's so important for anyone at any age group, really, to have a financial professional. It's like we go through so many details about your assets, your liabilities, everything to really figure out what's best for you. And that's so important because everyone's financial situation is different, which David preaches all the time. So it doesn't hurt to sit down and talk to someone for free about this stuff or call us or email us.
How many young people have you saw me tell them to stay in the market? I didn't take their money.
Right.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a certain crowd that needs to be careful. Just like this coronavirus is killing a lot of older people. Mm-hmm. The young folks, it's killing some of them. It's not as dangerous for them. The stock market is not as dangerous. It's dangerous, but it's not as dangerous for the young people. If you're older, it's dangerous. It's dangerous to get around the coronavirus when you're older. It's much dangerous. It's much dangerous to get into a lot of stock when you're older if you're codependent on the money. Now, if you got millions and millions of dollars, who cares? Different. You lose half of it, you're cool. You're cool. But if you got $100,000 and you lose half of it and you would want to take $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a year out of it to supplement your retirement,
bad news.
You should have took the safe route.
There you go.
Especially they could have been doubt.
272-9228. We got time for another phone call if you'd like to give us a call. Go ahead. I'm just looking for something over here.
You know, there's so much bad advice that's handed out there. Dave Ramsey hands out some horrible advice. I know he writes all these books. Everybody loves
him. He's not a financial anything, is he really?
No, he's not. Yeah. He was on the radio for 10 years with a guy like me, and he just learned to listen to the guy. I mean, he's real good. But if you notice that nobody has... We're letting phone calls come in here, and we're not filtering them, okay? Right. He filters every call to make sure that they're a friendly call.
Or he knows the answer.
And his answer's always the same. Put your money in a mutual fund, pay off your house, and get out of debt. Duh. Okay? But here's my advice. Don't strain your guts to take your money out of your financial plan or your situation to put it in a house that might be about to crash.
Right, like the market right now.
It's done it in 2007.
Oh,
do you really want to pay your house off gradually? Put your money into safe investments. If it's in an IRA or a 401k, leave it in one and just use it as you need it because it is judgment-proof in Alabama. Mm-hmm. Right. Judgment-proof. If things go bad, especially now, the market's not judgment-proof. It could give you a really bad, ace in the hole. But our programs are guaranteed. So if you're in a program like we've got and it's an IRA, you can't lose it anyway. There's only two sources that can take your money away from you in Alabama if you're in an IRA. One's your spouse. Mm-hmm. The other one is the IRS. Go figure. Right. Nobody else can touch it. Nobody else can touch it.
Well, a casino, but that's more like you give it to them. So.
You took it out and gave it to them.
And that nobody
can make you pay.
That's right.
It's your hay, and you get to keep it.
272-9228. And if you have been listening and you're thinking, I could get on the computer and call. I don't have to get out and see anybody because I don't want to catch the coronavirus.
Thanks.
So I can get hold of David Ernest at 279-7431. And I could talk to him. I could talk to Leah. I could talk to Matthew. It's just, just whoever picks up the phone, I guess. But those three, they're going to figure out what you need to do. And you'll be okay.
You can go to our website at retirewithernest.com. You can go to our Facebook page if you search Ernest Financial. You can message us on any of those platforms. platforms. You can message us on our email, which is also linked to our Facebook and our website. So, I mean, there's so many ways to talk to us if you don't feel comfortable even calling. I mean,
there's no obligation. When we have a teleconference with you, I've talked to all kinds of people about all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
I don't expect you to do anything unless you want to do it, and it's no harm done to find out information. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a person come to me the other day, and they said, "Do you think I should pay this house off?" I looked at it. They owed about $30,000 on their house, and I looked at their IRA. It had quite a bit of money in it, and I said, "I would. You're not going to have it. Your interest rate's at 3%. Why would you want to trade 3% when you're making more money in your IRA anyway right now with me?" And I'm going, no, I would. Why would you? Why would you want to take and pay, you know, give money away that could make more than 3% to save 3% and pay taxes to pay it off?
Right.
You know, but that information was free. That was free information, and it makes sense. Dave Ramsey, go fly a kite.
And that's a good activity to do.
When you're in quarantine.
When you're in quarantine.
He's a good guy, but, you know, I don't like and I'm not going to get into it, but, you know, the crowd that he goes through, you know, to try to get people convinced that, you know, it's the way to go. I have problems with that, too. But, you know, to each his own. This is a free country. I can say what I want to say. He can do what he wants to do. But I want to save the money. And, you know, we're going to come out with a book here pretty soon.
We're
monkeying around with some titles, and one of them...
I don't think that we should tell it yet.
You don't want to tell
it? I think that it needs to be. But, guys, we are about to have a book.
Yeah.
You could win one, maybe.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, we're gonna give it away.
They're going to have pictures in this book?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know. Maybe we could put you in there.
Well, don't get me too close to the cover. You'll scare people. They've re-released Frankenstein.
But it's going to be about a lot of things and about this stuff and why David does what he does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how an asset preservationist works.
Right.
And the things, you know, that we do and how it can save you. And we're not against anybody. I'm not against the stock market. I'm not against brokers. I'm not against registered investment advisors. Mm-hmm. And I especially am for all the regulatory people out there. They don't get enough credit for being, you know, doing what they do to watch after our citizens.
Right.
But I am for good competitiveness in this environment. In other words, we are the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be safe and you got doubts, you know, you can come to me. If you want to be risky and you want to be frisky, you can go to the stock market people.
Right.
You know, and if you're younger, you're probably going to do that. And that's fine. You should have your 401ks. But if you're getting older and you need to make sure you got, you know, good stability and safety and you don't want to lose what you got and you still want to grow, well, bring me a dough. We'll grow.
Well, there you go. 272-9228. We're about out of time for phone calls, but 279-7431. And you guys are kind of an essential business, but you're open on the internet electronically.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have to worry about germs and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, we made the decision, and the reason why we're making that decision is because it seems to be the safest way to go.
Right.
Yeah.
In other words, when in doubt, take the safe route. That's what we're doing. The safe route for us and our constituents.
They got necessary businesses open.
Right.
Somebody called me yesterday and said, "You know what's open?" I said, "What?" They said, "Love Stuff."
I saw that.
Maybe
during a quarantine.
I guess so. You know, you're
going to we are going to have a new generation.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Everybody telling one another not to touch nobody. Not one
of that old song, "Can't Touch This."
Yeah. That's well, something. I would play that for you, but by the way, there's a new commercial with that in there.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
And Hammer's in it. I'm glad to see Hammer working. You know, because he had some hard times.
Well, yeah, I have, but he's took the safe route.
Has it? Well, that's good.
Well, I mean, he's got a show, right?
Yeah, well, it's that same song.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, what works always works, I guess.
Well, everybody knows that one, too. And just a couple of programming notes. Tomorrow night, Princess Leah will be back.
Win It Wednesday.
Yeah, and there'll be some more
$10 off coupons.
Yeah, we're going to do those on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We'll be doing these $10 off things until we run dry.
Uh-huh. Yeah, take it home Tuesday and win it Wednesday.
There you go. And we've got Terry Adams on Thursday night.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a classic show on Friday night.
Right.
And we'll be back tomorrow night with Princess Leah. We got about a minute here. I was going to play something before we head out. So if you want to take
about
a minute.
All I'm going to do is give some phone numbers. I'll let Leah give them.
Okay. So to call us, it's 334-279-7431.
All right.
And of course, you can go to our website at retirewithernest.com. You can go to our Facebook page at Ernest Financial. And another thing, David talked about the tsunami earlier. And if the tsunami, aka the stock market, crashes, kind of like these tsunami waves, it's time to get safe. It's time to listen.
There you go.
Really, that's it.
There you go. Well, it's just about time to go.
I think you pretty well said it like
she,
you need to be safe.
She covered it up there, didn't she?
There's warning signs. Get safe.
Oh, yeah.
When in doubt, take the safe route.
Yes, indeed.
Get out of the way of the tsunami. Get to higher ground.
Thanks for tuning in. We're always glad to have you along. And if you missed this program, you can catch it over there on the WACV website. There's a podcast there. You know, a lot of people download this thing.
And guys, I do try to post it on the Facebook, so I'll post it tonight. I'll make sure to post the link to the Facebook.
Sweet. All right. Well, I can't pull up anything to play, so I thought I would play our song that we heard at the beginning of the show again.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
And we'll see everybody again tomorrow night here on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Now, our country is in a big old mess, but the president wants to lend us a hand.
That's right. That's right.
He wants to give some relief money to every man, woman, and child in the land.
All right.
Well, I just want to say this one time, and then I won't say it no more.
Reach on, brother.
If you've been talking trash, think twice when the postman brings that check to your door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think y'all know who I'm talking about.
I know.
Here's what you better do. Give it to your neighbor.
I'll be your neighbor.
Give it to a friend.
I'll be your friend.
The list of folks you could give it to would probably never end. Don't use it to buy any groceries, to pay the light bill, or the rent.
You better not do it.
Don't you cash that stimulus check if Trump ain't your president. If I'm not talking to you, I bet you'll know somebody I'm talking about, right?
I know some folks, yeah.
The man's just trying to help us all make it through these difficult times.
He's trying to help.
And some of you folks have been whining and moaning, accusing him of all kinds of crimes.
You know who you are.
Now you're standing there with your hand stretched out. Well, let me give you a hint. You better not cash that stimulus check if Trump ain't your president. Don't even think about going to the bank. We're going to talk about you. Oh, you better practice social distancing. Now, I don't want you to get sick. Don't meet in groups of 10 or more. That's the way to catch it quick.
Keep your distance.
And if you're waiting by the mailbox, well, I hope you ain't got it spent.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.